Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch
Monthly magazine. And so the synopsis for it goes like, there's a man and a woman who have different perceptions about houses. And the girl especially, she has worked for 10 years, but she does not own her own home. She currently lives with a monthly rental house. Nevertheless, Na Young Won takes care of her rental place like it belongs to her. Her home reflects her personality and emotions. And for the man, Yoo Ja Sung is the CEO of the monthly magazine house. To him, the house means something just to increase his assets and a place to sleep. Things start changing when they both meet each other, and their perceptions also start changing while they spend the time with each other. So Neha, what made you watch it?
Mehak, you made me watch it.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I saw the trailer and like it was a new show that was coming up. So like we both watched it because of that.
Even though it wasn't like on a streaming app, we watched it like online.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, nice.
It was
okay.
Really nice.
So what stood out? So I'll start. So I think there was really good chemistry among the cast. Honestly, like when I saw it, I did not think that I would like the show. But the main cast, Kim Won Hee, Ajushree, he always made me laugh. And it was a very fresh topic because housing in dramas is not something that we've seen that much. And it also can connect to most of us in our daily lives.
Correct.
And at the age that at least Mehak and me are at now, we have to start looking and getting our own houses. So yeah, we could relate. And it's been taken and presented in such a funny way that is extremely sensitive and important. Matters like housing became a delight to watch. And each actor did such an excellent job that you'll remember the story for a while. Particularly the three senior editors. They did an amazing job at portraying, you know, like whether it was like a buddy dragon or like a infantile lover. It was just really good, their acting. And you know what the best was that Jung Soo Min, her expressions and her comic timing was really good. And the drama has not only been educational, but it's also been extremely amusing. And it also focuses on all of the stories, including the supporting cast as well. And it doesn't just look at the main leads. It also like gives you an overall story. It depicts each character's struggle as well as a result of their troubles trying to get a house for themselves, which is like really difficult to get. And because there is such a wide range of emotions here, Jung Soo Min's adaptability is outstanding. And despite being so gracious and lovely, I don't understand why the show had like a poor rating. Because, you know, even like Na Young Won, she wasn't a meek person. She was really strong. And, you know, in fact, when she and her boyfriend went through like hardship, she stood there for herself. Like, she didn't take his crap. And again, like, I am very biased towards strong female leads. I really like those kind of characters. So I think she portrayed it really well and I really liked her. Yeah. What about you, Mehak?
So I don't know where to start. So I was really addicted to the show from the first episode. The cast and the chemistry of the entire like all the cast is amazing. The best part about the show is the comedy. I mean, hats off. Especially actor Kim Won Hee, who played the chief editor. And Choi Go deserves, yeah, an award for his fantastic performance. His acting expressions were so good that he outstanded the main lead.
Also, he's done a lot of like small roles in different shows. I like one role of his that I will always remember is in Strong Girl, Bok Do Soo. He killed it, man. He had like a dual role and he was so good at it. I think he's one of like the best side characters in K-dramas in general. Like, he does his, yeah, roles really well.
So his expressions, acting and everything was so good. The lead pair, of course, is charming and they had really nice chemistry. Jung Soo Min looks lovely and as expected, and definitely won the viewers' hearts by her charisma. The character Na Young Won often captivates with her altruism. Kim Ji-song too performed great and adapted well into his role. The side lead pair, oh my god, the acting was superb.
Too good.
And for the main leads, the story does not really revolve around the relationship, but also friendships, work balance, and a home, which is the most important of the story's value.
Yeah. And if you like see the show towards the end, it focuses more on the plot than the main exactly. leads itself. Like towards the end, like we were not the happiest with the last episode because we felt like there wasn't enough character closure. But again, it was more about the plot. I think it was more about the housing situation. So that way it was justified. But yeah, like I think till the 8th episode it was good, then 8th to 12th it was really like 8th to 14th in fact it was really addicting, and then 15th and 16th were like like 16th the first half was also fine, but towards the end like the last 30 minutes was just like
Yeah, but we can also not ignore the romantic relationship between the couple. It was not shown a lot of it, but it was so nice and it was very heartwarming
too. Yeah, it was very subtle also because it was just a part of the story, not the story itself.
Right. So, this is the first time that the show made me a little disappointed with the ending, especially for a rom-com.
Yeah,
which
like
wasn't
it wasn't
the major
a bad ending. It was just not complete.
Right. So we didn't really expect that. We really wanted a happy ending.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, if you think the story is about the houses, right? It's not about their love life. It's about, you know, getting a house and that she does, that she achieves at the end.
And that's the point. Like, so we looked at the show from like the perspective that they were trying to show it. That way it's ended well. And actually like the show was good, then it got really addicting, and it was like till the last episode it had my attention. It's just that the last half an hour maybe I feel like it was a little stretched, but that's still better than most shows because most shows like drag till the last 5-6 episodes.
Yeah,
so it was good. Yeah,
not bad. Yeah,
also let's talk about our favorite scenes. So my favorite scene is the first episode itself. So Na Young has basically shifted into this place and she has to like, you know, vacate it, and the and so basically like the main lead guy, he doesn't let her like, you know, live there, and then he, you know, he wants to get her out, so he does like a very sly thing. He takes her out for lunch and, you know, like they have this whole good conversation, and then by the time they come back, all her stuff from the house is taken away and packed, and then she's just like, yo, why are you scamming me? And then she gets really mad and she takes leftovers from the lunch and she whacks it on his face and it's like a full slow-mo scene, so it's really funny. Then another thing that I really liked is there is this one scene where Yuju, buys coats, okay? And now this chick is like high maintenance, but she's like also making the money for herself to be that high maintenance. So I respect that. But what she does is she buys like these 3 coats and all the 3 look the same. And she's like, no, this size is bigger. The color is different. And it's really not. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I also like there are many scenes in the show where Nam Sang Soon thinks something good is happening in terms of him getting his apartment, and he starts doing these whack things like not taking a bath, and just like there are many things that he does. So you should watch the show to see it, and it's really funny.
Have you noticed the song that plays every time like
the theme song and the songs like whenever these whack things happen is also quite cute. And also there, you know, like as we mentioned that Choi Go, like the chief editor, his acting is fab, but there is this thing that he does, so he tiptoes around everybody, like legit tiptoes, and it's so funny like when he does it because he looks like a joker when he does it. Yeah. And my personal favorite is Jang Chan. He's so cute. I really loved him. Like he was my favorite, I think. Okay, now Mehek, you go.
So there's this scene where everybody's like working late and the CEO is making them work faster and harder, and everybody wants to go have dinner that Na Young Won was going to buy.
Yeah,
so basically he doesn't want Na Young Won to buy for everybody, because she's actually looking at videos of him and trying to save money so that she can, you know, buy a house later. Yeah.
And the chief editor, like, he conveniently just says, you know, that Nayeon, you buy dinner for everybody, and she can't say no. So correct. She's just like hoping she can get out of it, and the main lead understands that, so he tries to like help her.
So the CEO doesn't want her to pay. So everybody's at the library, and the chief, like, you know, is on the shoulders of the side character, and the shelves fall all on Nayeon, and the CEO comes in the middle to save her. He's showing, like, you know, he's sweating and all, and he's saving the shelves, but actually the shelves are stuck to the wall, and he's just, like, you know, there. So it was really embarrassing and funny, like, yeah, at the same time.
I think it was their first cute moment.
First cute moment. And then she actually starts thinking that he likes her.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, she's not wrong, but he also doesn't know that.
Yeah.
And then there's also one more thing where Nayeon compliments the CEO. The CEO is at the gym. So nobody has ever complimented the CEO before. So she complimented him for the first time. So he feels all excited and starts dancing in front of the gym, and everybody's watching him. And this is like, that was really, really funny, because I've never seen him dance that like that in the show. And there were all these small scenes where he's showing his love by, you know, like a heart sign, like, at this back, and publicly scolding her in front of everybody, so nobody understands that they both are dating. So yeah, that was very funny.
Also, Kim Ji-suk, he's been in, like, When the Camilla Blooms, and over there he had a very serious character, but in this show he has, like, a very comic character, so, like, the transition also is quite cute. And about Jung So Min, she's had a similar character, like, in This Is My First Life.
The guy, he's best friend, not best friends, but he's quite close friends with BTS RM.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aww. Okay, let's talk about what's next for the main leads. So about Jung So Min, she will be coming in a new drama called Return. It's going to have 16 episodes, and it's going to come out in December this year, that is 2021. And it's basically a fantasy drama about the stories of young magicians who deal with heavenly spirits.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she's also coming in a movie called The Wolf Hunting, and it's a sci-fi thriller type of a movie. What about Kim Ji-suk? Yeah.
Kim Ji-suk, apart from his show, he made an appearance in The Doom at Your Service as the side character.
I saw.
He doesn't have any other show planned right now.
Okay.
So now moving on to how we felt after watching it. So do you want to go first?
I will just put it in one, like, sentence and say that I quite liked it. It was more than just romance, and it was very informative. And you can go on your little rant now.
So this has to be one of my favorite K-dramas. I laughed and cried and also felt good about it. It was an inspiring story about anyone who would be able to relate it in one way or the other. It covered friendships, colleagues, work ethics, family relationships, and of course love between a man and woman. House plus love is equal to home. That was the code that was used in the
show quite a bit.
Yeah, and it was really nice.
Framed.
Yeah, it was framed in his house. And this is what makes a house a home. One word to describe the series would be heartwarming.
Meg clearly really liked it, guys. So shows that we would recommend that you could watch to get over this show is Weightlifting Fairy.
Rating.
We'll give a rating. And so This Is My First Life. And the audience that it would suit would be anybody who wants to watch a light-hearted show and, like,
feel good about it.
Yeah, and it deals with some complexities of lives, but it's not very hectic to watch. So
it is very informative to, like, you know, how to save money and all, like,
basic stuff you need to know. So come, we'll rate it now. I think I would give it a 9/10.
Same, even I would give a 9.9.
Just because of the last episode.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Too good. Let's do Abyss now. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.